started the Mishnah Chaf Aleph on the base. Sometimes you pay Nezek Shalom, sometimes you pay Chatzi Nezek. You pay Nezek Shalom if it's Shem V'Regel B'Shus HaNizek. And you pay Chatzi Nezek in one of two cases, either if it's Tzuris, because we don't accept the opinion of Sumchas that Tzuris pays Nezek Shalom, or you pay Chatzi Nezek if it's Keren, if it's Mishunim. Sometimes if it's very crazy, very Mishunim, then you say that it's Einus. Einus is Pata Lagamre, you don't pay Chatzi Nezek. But if it's Mishunim, we pask and Palgan Hiska Knosa. So the definition of Keren is if it's Mishunim. Tosis pointed out that if one would have adopted the position Palgan Hiska Mamayna, why is Palgan Hiska Mamayna become Stam Shvarim Alabech Eska Shiba Kaimi? So it means it's not really considered Mishunim. So what's the definition of Keren? So then we had the definition on that base that it's Kavanos Al-Azik. Kavanos Al-Hazik, so we give him a break because he didn't, the Bala Behemoth didn't think that he has to watch out for that, but he has to. But what if Utaka would be a case where it's Mishuna? Then Tosis pointed out on Tezvavam Abbas that according to that opinion, Palganiska Mamayna, whenever the Behemoth does a Hezek, that's Mishuna. So the Bala Behemoth is Potter, there's no mocker at all to say that it should be Chayv. But we paskin that the definition of Karen is Mishuna. Kavanos al-Hasik is one form of Mishuna. You have other forms of Mishuna. So if it's Mishuna, then the Bala Behemoth pays Chatzi Nezek. If it's Mishuna Meod, very crazy, like Caleb Hagdi are going to jump Mata Lamaila. It's in Gansan not to be expected. So that's Oynes. That's the bottom Tosfos. On a Tarnagol jumps up, and it can jump from upstairs, downstairs, jump to downstairs, upstairs. But Kelev Hagdi only jumps from upstairs, downstairs. Doesn't jump from downstairs, upstairs. And if it does, then Taisus, that's a discussion. Taisus and the Hagos Hagroa points out that other Rishonim disagree. That's a question. How crazy does it have to be that you say that it's Einus, and Einus Yepata Lagamre? If it's a Mishuna, then you pay Chatzi Nezek. If it's a very extremely Mishuna, then it's considered Einus. So that's a question of degree. How crazy does it have to be that you say that it's Einus? What's the din of Strilos of B'Pshiv Sofer Ba'Einus? So in Bav Metzia, Rashi writes, B'Ligah Bav Perek HaMafkid Bav Metzia Daf Mem Beis. Rashi and Tosfos both quote, and Bav Metzia, that's a Machloikis in the Gemara. There in Bav Metzia, they're not talking about Mazik. There they're not talking about Niskei Mamono. There they're talking about a Shomer. Shamachinim is only Chayiv and Pshia. So what if he was Posheya? Shamachinim was Posheya. He shouldn't have taken the behemoth because they announced on the radio that it's slippery. All the highways are slippery. The animals can slip. So he took the behemoth there. But then what happened was there was a lightning. The animal was killed by lightning. It had nothing to do with slipping. Behemoth didn't slip. But lightning only struck over there. If he wouldn't have taken the behemoth there, the lightning wouldn't strike. So that's called chilasa b'pshia v'sofa b'ainus. That's a machlekes ha'maroim in the Gemara. What's chilasa b'pshia v'sofa b'ainus? Do we consider it the ainus is connected to the pshia? He took the behemoth over there where he wasn't supposed to go. But the pshia was he took the behemoth because the animal could slip because it's there's ice on the highway or it's flooded on the highway so the animals can slip. But that's not what happened. What happened was it was hit by lightning or a tree fell on it. And gansen anoinus, a tree knocked down the behemoth. So that's a machlokes and we pass from tchilas to b'shiv sofer b'ainus is chayiv. So the Gemara relates there's room to distinguish, but the Gemara relates it over here. That the Torah says, "V'lo yishmeranu balav." That's what we had repeated in the beginning of the Masechta. Whenever you have omamaincha, then it's shmiras and alecha. That's the loshan of Mishnah. If it's mamaincha, that is shmiras and alecha. He's not a shamachinah, but whoever is the baal habehema has a chayva shmira to see to it that his behema shouldn't make a hezek. So what if he was posheya on the behemoth because of one possible hezek? But then that's not what happened. The behemoth made a hezek ayde oynes. So if the oynes is totally unrelated to the hezek, then no one holds. But over here we're talking about a case. Noflu, he shouldn't have had the behemah on the top level, because he knows the behemah can jump. No, but behemahs jump from the top to the bottom. They see food, they see something they're interested in, so they'll jump. So as tchilos, the behemah could have jumped. If so, for bonus, it didn't jump, it fell. But if he wouldn't have had the behemah on top, so it wouldn't be able to fall, there would be nowhere to fall. So that's tchilos, the b'shir, so for bonus, that's connected. So we would say in both cases that yechai, both by the shomer and bovim etzia, that tchilos, the b'shir, so for bonus, is called Pshia, and Tchilas of Pshia v'Saif v'Banas over here is also called V'lo Yishmer Anabolov. He wasn't careful. Okay, easy enough the Gemara. And the whole Asik over here is how Mishuna does it have to be that it should be considered an Inus. That's the bottom tesis with the Hagos Hagro. If it's very Mishuna, then we consider it Einim. So it's Mishuna, then we say that it's Karen. It's not considered Einim. So then the Gemara starts Chabes HaMeral. The Gemara starts this very famous Sugya. Machleg Zabyechan and Resh Lokesh. If a person takes a torch and he burns down someone else's house, an arson, that's Odom HaMazik. That's not called the Eish. Eish is Potter Antoman. Eish is Potter Antoman if it's Niske Mamona, but if it's Odom HaMazik, he's an arson. That's a Odom, that's not Eish, not Potter Antoman. So but you have a Pasuk in the Chumash that Eish is Potter Antoman. So Mishnah later in the Samachs, where is it? There's a. Yes, Samach Aleph on the base. Mishnah discusses what's the definition of Tumah. So you see that there is such a thing as Eish that's not an Odom HaMazik. So you see, everyone has to agree that there is a din of Isha Mishum Mamona. Sometimes it's going to be Isha Mishum Mamona, it's not going to be Isha Mishum Chitza. That's what the Gemara says on the top of Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, on the second line. Omar Rove, Abai Rove were good friends. Originally, they learned together by Rav Yosef. Then they had two different yeshivas. Each one had his own yeshiva. So Omar Rava, Kasha Leila Abaye, Abaye had a taina. It's a pasuk in the Chumash. Lamando Amishim Mishum Chitzav. It's never Mamono. Why did the Gemara think that it can't be Isha Mishum Mamono? So the Gemara says, Rav Yechan Abai Taim Olam Akirei Shlogah here, Achav Beisam et al. About 10 lines from the top. So the Gemara argues that to both cheetahs. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Isha Mishum Chitzav, why doesn't he hold Isha Mishum Mamono? Oh, Malach, how can it be Mamono? Mamono is a shore, a chepze. So there's a din v'le yishmeren. You're obligated to watch a dovish yeshma mamoshes. The isbe mamoshes. So then you say you have to watch it. If you have a tarnagol, so the tarnagol is a dovish yeshma mamoshes. So you have to watch it. True, sometimes the tarnagol will be mazik the ruach the shebichnafov. The tarnagol will screech into a klis chuches, and the sound waves will be so powerful that it'll crack the klis chuches. So the hezek will be done. The hezek will be accomplished with wind, hezek the ruach shebichnafov, or with the sound waves. That's the hezek will occur. With the dabish ain't bo mamashes, but my chavish mira, that's what Tosis points out. But mine is be mamasha. Tosis says on the first wide line, the first very wide line in the Tosis. V'yim toima mamana namele is be mamasha. Gagon tzurur is beruach shebechan feyem bereish pirkin. That it's a tzurur. It's a machlek esumchus and achacham v'adichayv chazin nezik nena shalom. So Tosis says. Yishlem, they become a kamguf hamam, shepasha bo, it's the tarnagol. The tarnagol is ispe mamoshe, sheishla lo ishma mamono, shola yasig lo baruach velo b'shum dover. But there's no such thing as shalheves. This is quotes the sugi in Beitza, daf lametes. The Gemara in Beitza distinguishes, Rashi also quotes it, Rashi alludes to it a little bit. The Gemara there in Beitza distinguishes between a shalheves and a gacheles. A gacheles is a dovish yeshba mamashes. Well, shahebes is ein bo mamashes. Let's say there's a gacheles in the Rishus HaYochid on Shabbos, and the person takes the gacheles and he puts it into the Rishus HaRabbi 2 inches away. Here, Adkan is the Rishus HaYochid, there's a fence around, and there there's the Rishus HaRabbi. So then Mar says, gacheles is a dovash yeshba mamashes. So if you do haitzua from Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabbi, or hachnosa from the Rishus HaRabbi into the Rishus HaYochid, so yechai mishum moitzi. But let's say you have a big flame, and you cut the flame in half, let's say with a board or something, and you cause the big flame, but it's not held onto anything. Let's say there's a big logs are on fire. The whole house is on fire, let's say. So the fellow takes on Shabbos, he takes a big piece of metal sheet, or he takes a big piece of wood, and he separates the big flame from the gacheles that it's holding onto, and he causes the flame to fly into the street. So the Gemara says, Shalheves is ein bo mamish, and not chayv an hoitzah. Has be a dovish yesh bo mamish. So that's what the Gemara argues over here. Rabbi Yechanan can't agree with Reish Lakish, because how can he say isha mishum mamono? There's no chepts over here. That's how the Gemara started off. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish doesn't hold Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish doesn't hold Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Here the Gemara says, Reish Lakish, my time will not be Rabbi Yechanan. Why doesn't hold Isha Mishum Chitza? He says, no, Amalach, Reish Lakish Shagi. That's 10 lines from the top on Chav Beis Amin Aleph. Reish Lakish Shagi is Chitza Mikoicha Kazli. I shoot an arrow and it's flying because I put the koyach into it. Hi, but if you made a fire and the fire just keeps on traveling, it's not mikoychoy, that's lat mikoychoy ozel. So you can't say that that's chitzov. Chitzov is mikoychoy. This is not mikoychoy. So that's how the Gemara presents it. It's a machleg, a beyach and a shlogish, neither holds from the other. Rabbi Yechon holds, it cannot be ishim mishum amon because it's lesh bey mamosha. So then the Gemara on Chav Gimel and Aleph backs out from that. The Gemara says, Omar Rabba on the second line from the top, Kasha Leila Abai, Lamanda Mishim Shem Chitzov, according to Rabbi Yechanan, all that it's only Chitzov, it can't be Mamono. So how can it be Tom and Beish, the Potter Achman, Hechem Ashkach Aslo? If it's always Isha Mishim Chitzov, so it's Adam Amazik. So Adam Amazik is always Chayb on Tom. How can it be if he holds Isha, it cannot be Isha Mishim Mamono, because Leish Bei Moshe, that's impossible. So you have to say, man de islay ishim shim chitzav also agrees that islay ishim mishum amonu. That's what the Gemara says. V'nichalei, and Abai farem for his kasha. Rabbi says, kasha lei labai. My good friend Abai had a kasha. How can they tell us from Eretz Yisrael that there was such a machlek sabiechem ishlokish? Neither agrees with the other one. That's impossible. It has to be ishim mishum mamono. Each one of the obvious nizikin has a quirk of a ptur. Baniske mamin, Boris Potteran Kalim, and Eish is Potteran Tomon, and Shemberegel is Potter Beshus Arabim, and Karen is only Chatzin Nezik. Each other mamazik doesn't have any quirks. Other Mudli Erlem, Beim Shegik, Beim Mezik, but the Niske Mamona have quirks. So he's bothered with Akasha. How can Eish have a quirk of a ptur of Tomon? If every Yesh is Adam Amazik, so the answer was V'nichalei, and I buy for him for the Kashkon, Shenoftal Beka Losa Chotzer, Noftal Gedo Shaloi Machmas Leka V'ocha V'hidliko V'zika V'chotzer Achares Kolo Lo Chitzov. There's a case that it's only Chai Mishum Amono. That's what the Mara says, El Aman Isle Mishum Chitzov is not Mishum Amono. They both agree Yesh Mishum Amono. The Gansa Machlaikis, is it sometimes Mishum Chitzov or is it never Mishum Chitzov? Sometimes for sure it's chitzav. If he holds an arson, he holds the torch next to the house, that's not eish. He's just using the eish as a kli. That for sure is Adam HaMazik. Everyone agrees to that. So what's the difference? What's the difference whether Adam is, whether Isho is sometimes Mishum Amon, everybody agrees. But it's only Mishum Amon, everybody agrees that it's Potter Antoman. The machleik is, and if he's holding mamish, the torch next to the davar anizik, next to the gadish, that's mamish gufo. That's all the mazik. If the behemah does it, that's behemah mazekes. Yeah. What's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Whether when it continues to spread, the eish spreads, but it's only mishum amono, or it's also mishum chitzov. So the Gemara says, "Na ikabinai lechayba barbo advar." And if it's mamana masik, you never chayiv the abu advarm, you only chayiv on nezik. So that'll be a machlekes abiechanam eshlokish. Yeah. Why does the Gemara give this? Afkamina lechayiv the abu advarm. The Gemara seems to have said before that there are big enough kaminas. The Gemara here on the third line from the top of Chav Beis on the base quotes a Mishnah Tvashma Amadles Hagadish Vagadi Kofuslo. That's also in Perek HaKoynes. All the Dinam Aveish are really in Perek HaKoynes. The whole discussion Ishim Shem Chitzav Ishim Shem Amono should have really been in HaKoynes. Okay, but they will cover the Machlek Yosef because it's relevant to learning the Mishnah. A kelev shen altoch harora, and there was a gachelos attached to the harora, and the gachelos caused the whole godish to burn down. So we have it in ki yiftach ishbar, a kiyichre ishbar velo shorbar. That's how the Gemara had a diuk ishbar velo shorbar. That there's such a thing as niske odama mazik, and there's such a thing as niske mamono. I'm the balab. Balabor Yishalem. I'm the Balabor. I'm the Balashor. I'm the Balhoesh. Okay. The two kinds of Balhoesh, we said, doesn't it? Tesis was Masig and Rashi. Hey, we had that Tesis a few times already. Chob Bezam and Aleph, Ijimishum Amono, so Tesis ends off. Loka Pirish HaKuntras, the Pirish, the Ika Bena HaMadlik, the Gachel HaShein HaShalom. No. It can be called Mamono, even if indeed the Mamonis, it doesn't belong to me. If I did asiyah samazik, if I take someone else's torch and I burn down a house, so that it's isum mishum. That's ma, if I hold it, that's ma mishor ma mazik, and then when it continues to spread, that's also isum mishum mamono. That's going to be mamono, even though the fire doesn't belong to me. I did asiyah samazik, so either. Either if indeed Imamun is the behemoth belongs to me, or I did Asiyas HaMazik is also called, he's called the Bala Mazik. Yeah. So the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from later. Where's the Mishnah again? Samach Aleph or something? Amaglis HaGadosh, they tell you where it is. Samach Aleph HaMabez HaMishnah. Amaglis HaGadosh Vayi Gedi Kavis La'Evet Samach Loi. So what's the din? If you kill an Eved Kanaini, you chayv me. If you kill a Nochri, there's an Avera. There's for sure an Avera, but there's no Einish Misa. If you kill an Eved Ivri, that's the same as killing a Ben Chorin. Kill an Eved Kanaini. Eved Kanaini is chayv and mitzvah is ke'isha. But it's not the same as an Isha. An Isha has a full Kedushas Yisrael. You kill an Isha, for sure you chayv. But if you kill an Eved Kanaini, Rashi has to dig up a pasuk. It says, if you kill an Eved Kanaini, nokam yinokim. What does it mean, nokam yinokim? Ein nekoma ela, b'saiv shenem acherev nokem es nekam bris. That's how you know that a ratzeach is the onish. It says in the Chumash that a ratzeach gets the death penalty, but there are arba misas bezin. So which form of misa is it? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin establishes, because it says in Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmos chapter Chafalaf, that if you kill an Eved Kanaini, Nokem yinokem, and the pasuk says cherub nakem is nakam bris. So that shows that our retzeach as anochri is an aver, but there's no einish misa. Retzeach as Yisrael is chayiv saif. Cherub nakem is nakam bris. It's saif. So there, if you kill your own eved kanaini, then there's a din of yom ayamaim. Yom ayamaim yokum lo yikom kikaspahu. If I killed my own Eved Kanaini, I shot him, and he survives 24 hours after I shot him, then the din is that I'm not Chayiv Misa. The Rambam writes an original Chiddush. It's a question whether it's really correct or not. Does it really fit into the Gemara? The Rambam writes a Chiddush that he thinks that din If you kill your own Ebekani, why does it make a difference kill your own Ebekani and kill someone else's Ebekani? So that's what it says in the Chumash. So the Rambam says, if you kill your own Ebekani, because he's lazy, doesn't want to do any work. So I slap him or I hit him, I tell him, you have to work. I own you. You're mechuyev to work for me. So I slapped him a little too hard. Accidentally, I slapped him too hard. And the people warned me, he's not such a strong Ebekani. You're going to slap him again. He's going to die. So then the din is, since I slapped him and I hit him, but if I take a gun and I shoot my Ebekani, not because he's lazy, I'm angry at him for some reason or another, I shoot him to death, then it doesn't help even if he lives 25 years later. I'm Chai Misa. If you kill your own Ebekani, also Chai Misa. If you killed your own Ebekani and you are entitled to have him work for you, and he's negligent, and he's not working, and he's lazy on the job, that's a problem. Because there's going to be a sugya later. There's going to be a sugya later regarding kinyan peres ki kinyan aguf tami. So the Gemara has this situation. An eved ivri you can't sell to someone else. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It says if you have an amoh ivriya, le'am nachre le'yimsha le'machro bevigdei bo. If you have an amoh ivriya, so there's a mitzvah to do yud, either you should marry her, or if you're much older, then you would have bain, you should see to it that she should marry your son. And if not, then there's a mitzvah to try to get her to be niftis before the 6 years are up, or before it comes, whichever comes first. And Ebedevia or Namo Evria goes free the Sheish or the Yovel, when 6 years are completed, or when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. So it says, Yim Shloshei Lo Lo Yaseh Lo, either you would atzma or you would have bain, or pidyon, encourage the father to buy her freedom out. So if you don't do that, then she goes free. So it says over there, the am nachor the imshel amachor bevig the boy. You can't sell an amo hevriya. So the Rama quotes that pasuk. What the Rama, you can't sell an eved ivri. The pasuk happens in mishpatim happens to be speaking about the amo hevriya, but it applies to eved ivri as well. You don't own an Eved Ivri or an Amo Ivri to the extent that you have the ability to sell to someone else. But an Eved Knaini, or Shivcha Knaini, you own Kishor Bachamoro. He owns Mamish the Eved Knaini. So he does have the ability. You have the ability to sell an Eved Knaini to someone else. So let's say I own a field. So I wanna sell a field only. I'm going to go away next year to Eretz Yisrael, so I'm not going to be here. So I want to sell the field with respect to the peres that are going to grow in Shnas Tav Shin Pei. The peres of Tav Shin Pei are Dovish Alabo Le'olam. So I can't sell peres that didn't grow yet. So if I sell Deka Le Peres, if I sell a field with respect to the peres that will grow in Tav Shin Pei, even though the with respect to is a Dovish Alabo Le'olam, but the thing I'm actually selling is the field, so that you can sell. You can sell a Dovish Alabo Le'olam with respect to a Dabba Shalom Baliyot. That's a Gemara in Perek Ezeo Neshech. The Gemara has a whole sugi and a few different mesichtas you have. Main sugi is in Kiddushin and in Ksubis about Dabba Shalom Baliyot. Machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Can you make a kinyan on a Dabba Shalom Baliyot? So we paskin against Rav Meir. You cannot make a kinyan on a Dabba Shalom Baliyot. Let's say there's a woman who's married, and her husband, they're holding by getting divorced. So I want a chapois. I want to be mekadosh the woman before anybody else. So I give her a ring when she's still in eshishishin and say, Ariel mekadosh esli, likishet tizgarshi mi bailach. If and when you get divorced from your husband. So that's considered a dovish lo balion, because right now, she has no right to be mekabel kiddushin. Well, let's say there's a non-Jewish girl who's in the process of converting, and after she converts, I realize she's going to be a big catch. I want to marry her. I want to be the first one to marry her. I give her a ring. I say, but she's still not Jewish. I say, Ariel Mekadosh Esli, Likisha Tizgairi, if and when you convert. So that's an example of a Dovish Lo Balion. Right now she's not Jewish. Right now it's not Shaykh to do Kiddushin. So I want to make Kiddushin that should be Chal at a later date. So you can... I can say, let's say a boy and a girl want to get married, but they're still going to college. So he gives them a ring and says, Hariyam Kodeshesli, the day after graduation. So you can make Kiddushin Lachalamad Yom. You can give a get Lachalamad Yom. The Gemara learns that from Psukim. You can always make a Chalois and postpone nachalois. I can't always. Some things he can, some things he go. A get he can if the girl is still holding on to the get. Let's say a man gives his wife a get and he says they don't want to be divorced until after all the children are married, but they never got along. So after the day after the Sheva Brochas of the youngest child, he said, here's a get. The get should be chal the day after the Sheva Brochas are over, the Shivis Mamish, they're over of the youngest child. So you can give a get lacha lamed yom if she still has the get in her possession 10 years later when the youngest child gets married. If the get was nikra, torn, or nisra, or avad, she lost it, then it's called sekinyana, then it won't be good. But kiddushin you can do, a kiddushin kesem, you can do a lacha lamed yom. If you do kiddushin shtar, Hare Mekudesh Esli the day after graduation, and he gave her a shtar, he didn't give a kesef, he gave her a shtar. So if the piece of paper is worth a shavu pruto, so she's Mekudesh Es Midin Kesef. So on kesef, the Gemara said, there's no problem of kol sekinyana. No problem of kol sekinyana, because if the kiddushin falls through for some reason or another, it's not chal, so then she has to reimburse him the value. Let's say he gave her a lollipop, and he said, Hare Mekudesh Esli with the lollipop, the day after graduation. And then by the time it comes graduation, she already ate up the lollipop. It doesn't exist anymore. So the din is that if for some reason or another, he backs out, she backs out, someone backs out from the Kiddushin, then she has to reimburse him the value of the lollipop. So that's what the Ran explains. That's a Gemara Kiddushin, the beginning of the third parak. That Rabbi Shmuel both say there's no issue of kol sekinyana by Kiddushin Kesef. But by shtar there is. If he gives her a shtar, and the shtar is, if the shtar is yesh b'shavar pruta as a piece of paper, so it's mekudesh es midin kesef. But if the piece of paper is ain't b'shavar pruta, so it's only mekudesh es midin shtar, and then she lost the shtar kiddushin by the time it comes the day after graduation, so then it's called sekinyana. The kinyan vanished into thin air. So it can't be chal. So yeah. How did he get so involved? So what were we talking about? So the Gemara has let's say, I sell you the karka with respect to the pears that are going to grow, Topshin Pei. So let's say, I sell you an Ebed, I can't sell an Ebed Ivri, but that's a pasuk. You cannot sell an Omer Ivri, you can't sell an Ebed Ivri, but an Ebed Kanaini you can sell. So let's say, I sell an Ebed Kanaini with respect to that the Eved has to do work for you for the next year. He doesn't have to do any work for me, he has to do the work for you, but after the year is up then I get him back. So I still retain the Kinyan Aguf, and you have what we call a Kinyan Peres. You own the Eved with respect to Malacha. So let's say I'll slap the Eved in the middle of the year and he'll die 25 hours later. Would there be a din of Yom HaYamayim? So the Gemara sounds like it says later. The Gemara Chayvel sounds like it's a regular machlekes hatanaim, where the Kinyan Peres kekinyan aguf dami, Kinyan Peres lav kinyan aguf dami. So that Gemara is against the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Yiro Eli, he thinks that the whole din of Yom HaYamayim only applies if the Odon hit the Eved, because the Eved was negligent in doing the work. He shouldn't have hit him. They warned him, don't hit the Eved, he's very fragile, he may die. They warned him, so then if he survives 24 hours, Yom HaYamayim Yamad, Lo Yukam Ki Kaspahu, if he survives 24 hours, then you don't kill him. But otherwise, if you kill an Eved Kanani, Eved Kanani Shemol V'Tobal, Hashem Eved, so he's Chayvim Mitzvahs Ki Isha, then he doesn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael like an Isha. But he's a partial Kedusha Sisra. The Rambam writes, he doesn't have a full Kedusha, he has a partial Kedusha Sisra. So then the din is that if someone else kills him, Yechayev Sayef, and if the Odin himself kills him, then there's a din of Yom HaYamayim. So the Mishnah later on talks about the simple Pshat in the Mishnah that is talking about Kom Lebe de Rabbine. If you have an Eved Kofus to the Godish, there's an I'm an arsonist. I burned down the whole Gaddish, and there's an Eved Kanani who's tied over there. And I know there's an Eved tied over there. I know by making a fire, I'm going to kill the Eved. So I'm Chayev Misa Mitam Ratzeach. If there would be Eidim Hasra, it would be Chayev Misa Mitam Ratzeach. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is that there's an issue of Kamalei B'Dirab Meinah over here. So the Gemara says that it should depend. The Gemara is explaining that Mishnah. It should depend. Why is he potter? That's on the chav, base on the base, about seven lines from the top. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that not only is it mamon, it's chitzav also mishmachi patur because of kam lebi the rabbinay poshim shat. I'm chayiv misa for killing the eved. Ela lamad yam ishim mishum mamono amai patur. What? There's no kam lebi the rabbinay. Ilu kol turi avda. If my shor kills an adam, so the shor kills an adam, so the shor is chayiv misa. A shor yisokel. A shor shorges adam. Is a shorah niska, but there's no kamle with the rabbin in it. Kamle with the rabbin is only if the person is chayv misa. If the shor is chayv misa, it doesn't pater from tashlumin. So how can the Mishnah say that it's pater? Doesn't contradict Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that isho is not mishum chitzov, it's only mamono. Amalach Rish Lakish, I'm asking, kshitz begufa shalevet. Kamle with the rabbin in it. Mamish, he took the torch and he burns the evet to death. That everybody agrees that chitzav. He's holding the thing on that. But if he takes the torch and he puts it to the Gaddish, and the Eved is at the other end of the Gaddish. So then according to Rish Lakish, that's Isha Mishum Amona, that's not chitzav. So then there wouldn't be any Kamalavi Rabbin. But if he puts it, hits his Begufishal Eved, then it's a Ritzicha, then even Rish Lakish would agree that it's Kamalavi Rabbin. That's the simple pshat and the Gemara. The question is, all along we assumed, here the Gemara says on the third line from the top, Abchav, base on the base, Toshma, Madlagas HaGadosh, Oigdi, Kofas, Levit, Samachloi. If there's an Eved who's Samachlo, an Eved Kanaini is lazying around there. He's reading a magazine, or he's playing cards or something. And I make a fire, so he can easily run away. So I'm not chayv misa for killing an eved if he could have easily run away. Let's say I push an eved into the river, and the eved knows how to swim. So if I drown a person, I push him under the water, and I hold my hand on top of him, and he can't get out, and he drowns. So then you chayv misa. But if I push a person in the river, he knows how to swim. And he didn't bother to swim. He didn't bother to save himself. So then the din is, I'm not called the Retzeach. He could have easily saved his own life. So the Mishnah distinguishes between Eved Kofoslo and Eved Samachlo. Eved Kofoslo, he couldn't run away. So then I'm Chayiv, and then I'm a Retzeach. And Eved Samachlo, the Eved happens to be nearby, but he's not tied down. So he could have easily run away. So then you're not Chayiv Misa for killing the Eved. Not Chayiv Misa, so then there won't be any Kam Levi Derabbinah. If you are Chayiv Misa, then there is Kam Levi Derabbinah. That's the Poshe Pshay. What about the Gedi Somachlo versus Gedi Kofus? So that's a Shaila Rashi and Tosis. Rashi learns the Gedi doesn't have enough Seichel to run away. The behemoth, even when there's a fire, so Rashi understands the Gedi doesn't have enough Seichel to run away. So if I have a Gedi Samoch nearby, the other end of the barn, and I make a fire over here, and the fire travels till it kills the Gedi, so then I'm Chayiv, I'm not Chayiv Misa for killing a Gedi, and I'm Chayiv Mitam Odom HaMazik. I'm Chayiv either Ishim Shem Chitzav, Ishim Shem Amono, I'm Chayiv for killing the Gedi. The Gedi should have run away to save its life. The Gedi doesn't have enough Seichel to know to run away to save its life. And the Balei HaTosis are not so convinced that Rashi is right on that. This is quotes the Rashbam. Tosis, the big Tosis, where you did kafos lo on chav base on the base. Tosis quotes the machlokes, the Rashbam and the Rabbinatam. They were brothers. Rashbam is the older brother. Rabbinatam is the younger brother. Then there was a young brother who was born after Rashi passed away. He was named after Rashi, Rabbeinu Shloimeh ben Meir. So that's a shaila what the girsah should be in the Mishnayos. Does the Gedi have enough seichel that it should run away? In which case, I'm not chayiv if it's only Gedi Samachlo. I'm not called an Adam HaMazik on the Gedi. Okay. But as far as the Eved is concerned, so the Poshib Shah Toshma on the third line from the top of Chav Beis and Beis Toshma, the Poshib Shah is the Gemara knew all along that the issue is Kam Levi Derab Mine. So and that's how it continues. B'shleim Elamanda Mishim Mishim Chitza Mishim Afi Pater. Elamanda Mishim Mishim Amana Mai Pater. There's no Kam Levi Derab Mine. And for the Gemara, Amalach Rish Lakish, Shachmas Ken B'Shitiz B'Guv Shalevet, the Kam Levi Derab Mine. So this is strange. Rav Zalbala Soloveitchik points out in his Sefer on the Rambam, what does the Gemara have over here? Malach Rish Lakish. The answer is, period. What do you mean? The Kam Leibedir Abine. That's what we said all along. Kam Leibedir Abine. That was from the very outset when we said Toshma on the third line. We were assuming that the Mishnah Samach Aleph from the base is talking about Kam Leibedir Abine. The Abelbala Salavetchi thought that the simple reading of the Gemara is like the Hagos Hagro over here on Daf Chav Gimlamed Aleph, the letter Aleph. They refer you to the Bir Hagron Chashemish Batov Yutches, and he says there is an opinion in the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif, and they got it from the Gaonim, that the whole mocker of Rabbi Yechanan, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, Ishim Mishim Chitzo, the whole mocker of Rabbi Yechanan is from the Pasuk, where's Rava? Rava says, Kroa Masnita, here, four lines from the bottom of Chav Beis Amadeis, Omar Rava. The simple reading of the Pasuk, and there's a Brisa as well, they both support Rabbi Yechanan, the Rishon Mishum Chitzov. What's the Pasuk? Kro dechsib ki seitze yesh, teitze meyatzma mashma. Meyatzma. And then it's shalem shalem hamaveras habeira. The Torah considers it an odama mazik. Shma mena Rishon Mishum Chitzov. Ki seitze yesh meyatzma means I was making a barbecue, and then I thought the barbecue was all over, and then I didn't see any flames anymore, so I drove back home, and then I didn't realize it. After I drove back home, then the flame starts to, the wind starts to blow, and the flame starts to spread, and it burns down the whole forest. Everything burns down. So kiseitzei meyatzma mashma. I'm not an arsonist, and nonetheless, the Torah says, Shalom Shalom Hamaver Es Habeira. We consider it Isha Mishum Chitzot. It's an Adam Hamazik. So that's the support to Rabbi Yechanan. So there's room for one to argue and to say that's what the Vilna Gaon has over here on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, and that's what Adavala Salavetchik is Medaik in the Lashon HaGemara. There's room for one to argue and to say that the whole sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, Isha Mishum Chitzot, is only with respect to Nezikin. It's not a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. Let's say I'll murder someone with Aish. I'll make a fire over here, and there's an Ebed Kofus. There's an Ebed tied up, or there's an Ebed Ben Choren, whatever, does make a difference. Ebed or Ben Choren, and then the fire will spread, and the person, the human being, can't run away, and I'll be responsible for the death of the person. So if it was hitzis begufa shalevet, then the Gemara said that's kamlei b'derabminei. That's mamish retzeach. But if I made the fire over here and it spread by itself, even if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, the ishim shem chitzav, it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm potter for the tashlumin because kamlei b'derabminei. Kamlei b'derabminei is assuming that there's a ma'aser retzicha here. Could be the ishim shem chitzav doesn't only applies in the zikin. That's a sheet over here. Only applies in the Zikin. And that's why when the Gemara finally says, Amalach Rishlok Eshach Maskin Kishit Zibguva Shalebed, the Kom Lebed the Rabbine, that was discovered at that point. If you're talking Hitz Zibguva Shalebed, then it's an act of Ritzicha. Then it's Kom Lebed the Rabbine. But up until then, the Gemara didn't think that it's based on Kom Lebed the Rabbine. So what's the alternative? How do you read the Mishnah? The Gemara says on the third line from the top of Chav Beis on the base. Toshma Hamadgas Hagadosh Hoy Gedi. If it's Ebed Samachloi, then you're not Chayv Misa if you're killing the Ebed. It's Ebed Kofus, then you are Chayv Misa. So isn't that what it says in the Mishnah? Isn't that what it says in the Mishnah? Are you Chayv for burning down the whole? Are you Chayv for burning down the whole Gadish? Are Chayv for killing the Gedi? Nezikin, are you chayv or not? Depends. If you're chayv misa for killing the Eved, it's not his Eved. It's someone else's Eved. There's no din of Yom HaYamayim here. So the simple, we learned the simple pshat was everything from the very beginning was based on Kam Levi Derab Minei. So if it's Eved Kofus, if the Eved is tied up, then it's an act of Ritzicha, because you say Yishim Shem Chitza. If the Eved is Samach, so there's no Ritzicha, because he could have easily run away. But Rav Abba says, no, the Gemara, when they came to the answer, Om Malach Rish Lakish, But then it's come lebi derabine. And all along the Gemara thought that it's not based on kam lebi. So how did they read the Mishnah? How did they read the Mishnah if it's not kam lebi derabine? So he comes up with a whopper of a pshat, a chiddush of a pshat. What the pshat was before you get to Reish Lakish, Amalach Reish Lakish, that is based on kam lebi derabine. And then he says, Achazman, someone showed him that there's a Chidush Aran on Sanhedrin, that it says like that, Beferish. That what? That Tosfos has, it's a Tosfos later in Bava Kama, and it's a Tosfos in Ksubas, and a Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Of Yuma Sichtus, the Gemara quotes a din of Tana de Bechizkia. What's Tana de Bechizkia? A famous din in Ksubas in Perik Eilun Iris. Perek Eilun Iris, the Gemara has a long discussions of Kam Lebi Derabine. So the Gemara there quotes, here, where does the Gemara have it here?
Lamed
Hey.
Yeah?
Lamed Hey Omer Aleph. Is that where the big Tosis is? Yeah.
The bottom
Tosis. The Begimel and Yani Mam and Iri Tana de Bechizkia, right. Lamed Hey Omer Aleph. So they quote the famous din Tana Bechizkia before the Mishnah. It's right in the middle of the Amid. Lamed Hey Omer Aleph. So what does he say? Yavap sapasik a hekish. Makbeim yishalmeno o makio adem yumas. So makbeim yishalmeno, that's adem amazik. So then we have a Mishnah at the end of the second parak. Adem ud liyonam beim shogig beim mezid beim yonis beim birotzen. So makbeim yishalmeno lo chilakta beim shogig lemezid, that you're always chayiv. So too, makio adem yumas, lo chilakta beim mishegig beim bemezid, with respect to what? Mako adam yumas. Yechai misa beim mishegig beim bemezid. That's not true. It has to be bemezid, it has to have hasra, it has to do the aver turka de dibu within the hasra, right after the hasra. So how can you say lo chilakta beim mishegig lemezid? So Gemara says, no, Tana de Bechizkia says they're both in the same pasuk. Ak beim mishamen and mako adam yumas. So that's a hekish. So ma makad behema lo chilakta bin shegig lemezid lechayva mamin. That's the Mishnah at the end of the second parak. Adam od liyoylam beim shegig beim mezid beim derech halila derech yirida. So too mako adam yumas, and you're not chayv to pay mamin because kam lebi deramine. So lo chilakta bin shegig lemezid beim derech halila derech yirida. Even if he murders someone b'shegig and he's not going to get an oynish misa, you still say kam lebi deramine. That's the famous Tana de Bechizkia. So Tosis says, yeah, but Tana Bechizkia is much more wordy. He seems to be saying more. So the bottom Tosis says, this Tosis appears in a few different Mesichtas. There it says, Ksubas Lamed Hei Visham. Means on that daf there's a Tosis also. Ksubas Lamed Hei Visham. Yeah, the same Tosis appears there. It's in a few places, this Tosis. So Tosis says that Tana Bechizkia said three different halacha. So one was kam lebi derabine applies that chayvim misa shogigim are also pata menat tashlumin. But then he said another thing, that a horiges ha'odam is not chayv to pay mamon. If I burn down your house, I'm an adam amazik, I have to pay. If I kill your eved, if I cause your eved kenayni to lose his life, you own an eved kenayni kishori b'chamori. Like you own a shor b'chamor, so I cause you to lose. You could have sold the avikneini. Kamu shava limka bashuk. What's the value of an avikneini? How much you could sell? You can't sell an avikneini. So if I kill your avikneini, I have to pay. But if I kill a person, we say there's never any chiyuv tashlumin. There's never any chiyuv tashlumin. So when the Mishnah says, Nahum, I'll get him back again. So we're used to thinking that the topic from the beginning to the end, that the theme of the Mishnah is kam lebi derabine. So it's eved kofus lo yechai misa for killing the eved. If you are bishleim the eved, leman de am ishim shem chitzov, so you say ishim shem chitzov yechai misa mishum ratzeach. Ishim shem chitzov is a din and kol haTorah kula. Not just the din in Nezikin. That's why we usually learn. It's not restricted only to Nezikin. But the Vilna Gaon says that there are Rishonim who disagree. And Rav Avraham Soloveitchik taught the Mashmos of the Gemara is like that. Then he discovered this Ran and Sanhedrin says like that. So how did Gemara originally think when they come to Rish Lakish? They come Omalach Rish Lakish, Achmaskin Hitzib Guvah Shaleved, and it's Kam Levi Derab Minit. But before that, the Gemara thought it's not based on Kam Levi Derab. So why? So what was the tour based on? So the Gemara thought that when it says that you putter, when it says Bishleim Alaman Diyam Isham Mishum Chitzam Mishum Hachi putter, not putter on the Godish. No, putter on the Sreifas HaOdam. That if you kill a human being, you don't pay the value of the person. That's the other din of Tana de Bechizkiah. Not the famous din of Tana de Bechizkiah that Kom Lebe de Rabbine applies even Chayv Misin Shoigigim. That's the first din that everybody agrees to. But the other din of Tana de Bechizkiah, one of the other ones is, if I burn down your house, I have to pay you. If I kill your behemah, I have to pay. If I mazik your property, I have to pay. But if I kill a person, you never have to pay the value of a human being. So the shaila was, if you hold ishum ishum chitzav, it's only a din of hilchas nezikin. If you hold ishum ishum chitzav, then it's you're talking about adam amazik. So adam amazik never has to pay for killing a person. So mishim hochi potter from what? Not potter on the whole goddess because kam lebe derabin. And the Gemara thought originally is only potter from paying the value of the eved. Wow. Elamanda mishim shum amono. So the second din of Tana Bechizkiah doesn't apply over here. So Gemara wakes up and they said, no, the reason why you potter is because kam lebe derabin. Wow. But no one ever dreamt in the first place. See, there's a famous Tosfos in Sanhedrin. The Tosfos says from this Gemara on Chav Beis Amid Beis is Buchach Lehedya that the din of Ishim Shem Chitzav even applies to Ratzeach. That's what we learned. Toshma Hamagla, that's what we learned from the very outset. The Gemara meant Kam Lebi Derab Minei. And when the Gemara said Bishleim Alamadam Ishim Shem Chitzav Shemachi Potter, what do you mean Potter? You Potter for the Godish because of Kam Lebi Derab Minei. But if you all like Reish Lakish, it's never chitzav, it's only isha mishum amono. Amai potur. There's no kam lebi derab minei. Ilu kotel tu rabdoch and amid loy mechai. And for the Gemara is potur because of kam lebi derab minei. So Tosfos says, from all along the Gemara knew, from the very outset, that everybody knew that pshat and the Mishnah was kam lebi derab minei. And you see from this sugya, that isha mishum chitzav is not restricted only to nezikin. It applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the famous Nemuki Yosef. He asked Akasha over here. He spoke about it more than once. He asked Akasha, if you hold Isha Mishim Chitzav, how does anybody bench licht on Erev Shabbos? The candle continues to burn into Shabbos, and it comes out that you're Mechal Shabbos. You're causing it to burn on Shabbos. So the Nemuki Yosef gave a teretz, the Achraidim gave the cheerful teretz, that you can't be Mechal Shabbos B'Shei B'Altasa. Even if you're accomplishing a melacha gemura, but you shave al tasa on Shabbos, you did a kumbi asay on Erev Shabbos by lighting the candle. This candle usually burns for 5 hours, 5-6 hours. So since on Shabbos you're acting b'shave al tasa, there's no chilul, there's no melacha. And then Mukiyesu gave a different answer. He said it's considered as if you burnt the whole candle on Erev Shabbos. True, the whole burning of the entire candle relates to you. But it's considered as if he did it on Erev Shabbos. Maybe it's the same answer, because the Kumli say he did on Erev Shabbos. But the whole kasha in the first place, that you should say Isha Mishim Chitzav, it should be considered a Mechal Shabbos, all kasha is based on the assumption that Isha Mishim Chitzav is not restricted only to Nezikin. It's a dinner called a Torah Kula. And here the Vilna Gaon thought that more correct as the other. The Gemara says, my Benayu, if it comes out at the end, that even Reish Lakish, even Rabbi Yochanan holds Isha Mishum Chitzav agrees, sometimes Isha Mishum Amono, but Reish Lakish never agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds it's never Isha Mishum Chitzav, but Rabbi Yochanan agrees, sometimes Isha Mishum Amono. So my Benayu, so the Gemara should have said, Ike Benayu, whether it's an act of Ritzich or not, will he be Chai Misa, other, Nafkemina for Kol HaTorah Kula. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara says, Ike Benayu, the Chai Vababoa Dvarim. So it sounds from the Gemara, the whole din of Isha Mishum Chitzav, from the last line, Chaba Ba'adva Adorim, that sounds like this, the shita that the Gra is pushing for here, Achav Gimla Manav, that the whole din of Rabbi Yechanan was based on the pasuk, Amar Rabbi Kra Masnit Messiah Leider Rabbi Yechanan. So the Kra has only been a get to Nezikin. So the din of Isha Mishem Chitzav is only in the area of Nezikin. See, that's what we discussed. Let's say you'll bake matzahs. So matzahs have to be baked lishmo, or you make strings for tzitzis. So tviyas achutim has to be done lishmo. So let's say I shear off the wolf and the animal, I throw in at the machine. The machine is arranged and said that they made a machine that it does the whole job. So I push the button in the machine, I say, I'm baking the matzah, l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Or I want the machine to make woolen strings, long woolen string, and I'm going to snip it off and make different size strings. I want to make the chutei hatzitzis lishma. Chutei hatzitzis have to be made lishma. So I push the button, I walk away, and it keeps on functioning. So it's not kochi if I throw something and it keeps on flying. So as long as it flies, it's kochi. Here I'm harnessing a natural force. I'm harnessing the wind, or I'm harnessing, see, if there would be no wind and I throw it, that's kochi. But I throw something up in the air, and because there's a wind, so the wind blows it over there. So that's not kochi, that's koach hacham yuraboy. So Rabbi Yechanan says, koach hacham yuraboy is mitzaref to me, and it's considered my maisa. So the same thing, any koach hacham yuraboy, if I harness any natural force, I harness the force of electricity, and I set up a system, and it bakes matzahs for half an hour. It bakes matzahs for 12 hours. In the matzah factory, it bakes matzahs for 12 hours. You push the button and everything goes automatically. You don't have to stop it. Everything goes automatically. So that's a shailu. If we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Lamed Vav, that in the many machloikis, many disputes between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, we always paskin, and in later generations they voted, they took a consensus, and the consensus was we always paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases that we paskin like Reish Lakish. This is not one of the three. So we say Isha Mishum Chitzav. So Isha Mishum Chitzav, is it only restricted to Nezikin? Only Negeh to Abu Advarim? That's the Gansa Maisa? Only Negeh to Tomon Beish? Is it Adam Amasik, so Talmud will be Chayav, or is it Ishim Shumamono, so Talmud will be Potter? Talmud will always be Potter. Or do you say, no, Ishim Shum Chitzav is a din and call it Torah Kula. He's called the Retzeach, and it's called Asiyas HaMatzah, it's called, he did the Matzah. If the Asiyas HaMatzah doesn't relate to him, so you can't say that it was done Lushma. He said it happened by itself, the wind did it, the electricity did it. If a person did it, if a Jewish person did it, then you can say it's called Asiyah Lishma. If a Goy did it, it's not called Asiyah Lishma. Whoever is Zeinu B'Toiras, a non-Jew who doesn't have the mitzvah to eat matzah, a non-Jew who doesn't have the mitzvah to wear tzitzis, so he's not able to create Lishma. Whoever is Zeinu B'Toiras can create Lishma. So that's a question over here. The Asiyah HaMatzah and the Asiyah HaChutei HaTzitzis, does that relate to me? So we assume that, yeah. We say Isha Mishum Chitzav, we assume it's a din and call out Torah Kula, that it relates to me. But if you hold that the Isha Mishum Chitzav is only a din, it's only a din in Nezikin, Kroa Masnita Mesaile, the Rabbi Yechon is only a Nezikin, doesn't apply to call out Torah Kula. Call out Torah Kula, Rabbi Yechon would agree to Reish Lakish, that it's only, it's not called Chitzav. It's not called chitzov, so then the matzahs will not be good, and the chutei hatzitzis will not be good. So that's where there are those who insist that mishin shmur is no good. It's not called asiyah lishma, and the chutei hatzitzis they sell tzitzis that's made by hand, where the tviyas hachutim is done by hand. It costs 10 times as much more expensive than. Machine-made tzitzis. But the machine-made tzitzis also, when the person pushes the button, so the Jewish person, he pushes the button, he says, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So that's really a major nafkamina. Whether the din of Rabbi Yechanan is a din of kol ha-terakula, it's only restricted to the Zikin. How can you read the Mishnah like that? What the Hamatlos Hagodesh Loi Gedi Kofes LaEved Samach Loi Nisafimai Chayv Eved Kofes LaGedi Samach Lam Nisafimai Potter Potter on what? So you don't say Potter on the whole Godish. Potter only no, there's not. You say there's no Kamlei B'Dirab Mine. Even if you hold Ishim Mishim Chitzav, he's not called a Retzich. Ishim Mishim Chitzav is only a local din in Hilchas Nezikin. So potter means that since it's an Adam Hamazik and he killed an Adam, so therefore there's no Tashlumin because of the second din of Tam Lebechizkia. That's the Poshib Shat is not so. I don't know what Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik thought that the Poshib Shat in Gemara was like that. And then he got all excited, he showed him Chidush Arad. That's the Poshib Shat. When it says in the Mishnah potter, so the potter means potter from paying the Meho Adam. And the Adam over here is an Eved. I understand. I own my property. So someone destroys my clothing, someone destroys my furniture, someone destroys my apartment, so he's Adam HaMasek. Someone kills me. I don't own my body. I don't own my body. So what do you mean? I could have been sold as an Eved on the slave market, so I'm worth so much money, so he killed me, so I have to be buried now, so I'm worthless. So he has to pay the money to me, I'm dead, so you have to pay to my Yorshim. So that I understand that the Tana Bechizkia said three dinim, gimel and yanim amin. So one of the yanim amin was a person doesn't own himself. If someone else kills me, he's not chai mitam adam hamazik. I understand that by a ben chorin, ain't damim the ben chorin. But over here he killed an eved knaini. So eved knaini is owned by the adon kishor v'chamoro. So how can you say potter, you don't have to pay the value of the eved because of the second Tana Bechizkia? It's an Eved over here. An Eved does belong to an owner. If the owner can sell him. I don't understand how you can even have a half a minute to read the Gemara like that. That potter only goes on the Demei HaOdom. It's an Eved over here. So the Eved has value. Now why should Tana Bechizkia second din apply here? The Pashim Shatnik Ma is like Taisa said. That potter all along meant potter because of Kamlei B'Dirab Mineh. Why did Gemara says come live with the Rabbinay later? No. Yeah, but like the top Taisa says. The top Taisa on Chabbeis on the base is commenting on the Gemara, on the top line in the Daf, on the Omud. So the Gemara says, Reisha balagomal chayv v'loi boile lafushi b'tehine. You shouldn't have had such a big bundle on top of the camel because the bundle stuck into the chanus and it caught flame. And then when the gomel keeps on walking, so it's going to burn down all the houses on the way. But in the sefer chenvani, the chenvani left his ner dodek mi bachutz. So chenvani chav leboy leilasuche lanuche neiro mi baroy. Shouldn't have left his candle outside. So Tosis writes on the top line in the Tosis. Avogav the mekornami have a time at the reisha. That was the pshat in the Mishnah all along. Nothing changed on Amud Beis. That's how we thought on Amud Aleph also. But the Gemara repeats again the Maskan of the Mekoro Hayatam Pashat Yosef. Originally it made more sense, and now it's not as well understood as before. But every so often the Gemara says in the Maskana the same shot that we thought in the Habamina. Same over here. The Gemara says Maskana, the potter is because of Kamlei B'Dirab Mineh. All along we thought it's Kamlei B'Dirab Mineh. That was always the Pshat. That's the Posh Pshat and the Gemara. What do you do with this Gemara? Why do you say only Nafkemina la Boa Dvarim? Why don't you say Nafkemina for Matzah? Nafkemina for Tzitzis? Nafkemina for Etzeach? I don't know. So good to Kasha? I don't know. But anyway, that's a major Machlekes HaRishayim. When you say Ishim Mishim Chitza, we assume like Rabbi Yechanan. Ishim Mishim Chitza. This is not one of the three cases where we have passing like Mishlokesh. We assume Isha Mishim Chitzov. So that's the major machlekes. Isha Mishim Chitzov is only in the area of Nezikin. Kroa Masnika Masait Leila Rish Lakish is only within the parshias of Mishpatim and Nezikin. Oh, no, it's a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's called the Retzeach, the Isha Mishim Chitzov. Yeah. So that's a big machlekes, Harishan.
How do you
How would it be different?
Why would it be different?
The Gzeres HaKosov, that Isha Mishum Chitzov is only by Nezikin. That you just, it's called Odom HaMas, Yichai Babo Advarim, and Yichai Bantomun. You would be Chai Bantomun. The only time you put Bantomun is when it's only Isha Mishum Amona, namely when it's Kol Olo Chitzov. But if it's Lo Kol Olo Chitzov, then Isha Mishum Chitzov, Isha Mishum Chitzov, so you would be Chai Bantomun, you'd be Chai Babo Advarim. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, we will never say Chitzov. Chitzov is only if it's kocho. If he threw it, he shoots a bullet and it flies. But if you harness some other natural force, koach hacham yoreboy, that's what Eish is. Definition of Eish is koach hacham yoreboy. When you harness another natural force to do what you wanted to do, and then your whole koach is over. I did a little koach, and then the other koach takes over. So that can't be chitzov. That's only called chitzov by Nezikin. In Bava Kamma, in the beginning of Bava Kamma. For Ritzicha, for other things, not.
If I remember correctly, the Gemara in Gilam and Beis has an open question about whether you pay Dami when you kill an Eved with Eish. So why would the Gemara now think it's so partial that there's no key Dami?
Yeah, that's what Abelbala talks about a lot. His whole piece in the Sefer is how to have these two Gemaras fit in together. I don't know, you have to read the whole piece. That's a long arichas. Teku. Yeah. No, the Gemara says they're teku. I don't know. Can't take off. There's a journal that comes out twice a year in Flatbush that's called Chakira. So in the last issue that came out a couple of months ago, they had a long essay about Rab Soloveitchik's father, Rab Moshe Soloveitchik. So he lived in Lithuania, but then before he came to America, before he taught here in Yeshiva College, so he lived in Warsaw for a while. Warsaw is Poland, full of Hasidim and everything. So there, they would only insist on eating hand shmur. They wouldn't eat machine shmur. So one of the newspaper writers wanted to make a little machlekes. So he interviewed Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and he asked him, what do you say about the insistence on hand shmura over machine shmura? So he said, it's meaningless. It doesn't, it's even if you have a minig for years that you insist only on eating hand shmura, that's not a valid minig. A minig is only binding if there's a kiyum, and there's no kiyum over here, it's absolutely meaningless. I don't know, why is it absolutely meaningless? If you have half of the Rishonim hold that Isha Mishum Chitzov is only a din in Nezikin, it doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. So whenever you harness some natural force, when you bake matzah, so you're harnessing the natural force of the fire. But that's to do the afia. What do you want the guy to do? He should mix, he harvests the tvua. He grinds it up and he makes flour. Then he mixes the flour with water. Then he has dough. So what do you want him to do? He wants to bake it. So you should keep on rubbing it long enough till it's not going to bake. So you have to, it's understood, you have to put it in the oven. So that koach achmur boy, that's the way you normally bake matzahs. Okay. But the shaila is, what if the whole lisha is done with a koach achmur boy? I harness the natural force of the electric current, I push a button and then I walk away and I start learning a sefer, and the matzahs are baked for 12 hours. The matzah keeps on baking, more flour falls into the container, more water falls in, the whole system is set up in such a way the whole lisha is done by itself with the koach hacham yorabai. So that normally is done by Adam. So shouldn't that be an issue if you all like these shittas? That Isha Mishum Chitzav only applies in Ezekiel and doesn't apply Kol HaTorah Kula, so the machine Shmur should be no good. So what did Rav Moshe Soloveitchik say? There's no Midas Chasidus at all to have hand Shmur. I can understand those who hold, I can understand why you hold that it is good. We assume Poshib Shanding Mar is that in Kol HaTorah Kula Isha Mishum Chitzav, but the Rav Rishonim hold like that. The Biskarov quoted Aran and Sanhedrin and the Agro. I don't know, why didn't they quote the Gro? The Gemara is right on the page. And Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. And the Gemara is in Chosh Mishpat. I don't know. Here there's a famous discussion. When does Kam Lebe De Rab Minei apply? Kam Lebe De Rab Minei, let's say, I was once Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg. So for the rest of my life, whenever I break anybody's, whenever I crash into anybody else, I don't have to pay, because Kam Lebe De Rab Minei. I was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg once in my life. And Tarot Bechizkeh Lo Chilakta Min Shogeg L'Meizet. So you say Kam Lebe De Rab Minei for the rest of your life. So the Gemara says, no, you only say Kam Lebe De Rab Minei if it's B'Yidna. Means the Chiyav Mammon and the Chiyav Misa Chal B'Vasachas. So what's over here? I have an Eved Kofuslo. Here I have a whole Godish. So I go and I take a torch and I light the Godish over here. And the wind is going to blow. The wind is going to blow. It's going to take a few hours till the fire is going to go to the other end of the Godish. There's an Eved tied up over there. So the Eved is going to get killed. But then the whole Godish burned down before the Eved got killed. So how is that? How is that B'Yidna? It's not Bevasacha. B'Yidna means Bevasachas. It's not Bevasachas. So Tosfos here on Kof Beis on the base answers that whenever it's Chad Maisa, so you also say Kom Lebi Derab Minei. Here the Tosfos V'Hoya Gedi Kofos Lo. So in the middle of the Tosfos Shapir Shayach Kom Lebi Derab Minei Ho'al V'Agdei Maisa Echot Bo Hakol. Chad Maisa, yeah. Where'd they get that idea that you apply Kam Lebe De Rab Minei either if it's B'Yidna, if it's B'Vasachas, or if it's Chad Maisa? Either one or the other. So that's really a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara has a situation. Zorak Chetz, Mentchilas Dalla, the Sob Dalla, the Korish Shirayim Bahali Chosam. Shirayim means silk clothing. So someone has their laundry hanging up on a clothesline, and it's expensive clothing. So I, on Shabbos, I carry dalad ames b'shus harabim, zorak chetz mitchilas dalad esof dalad. If you make an akira b'shus harabim hanocha b'shus harabim dalad ames away, five ames away, so you chay misa because of mabed dalad ames b'shus harabim. So if the idna, if the same time the chiyav misa is chal, there's a chiyav mamon chal, so then you say this kam lebi derabim. But here you have to do an akira b'shus harabim havara dalad ames, then the hanocha. When the hanocha occurs in the shul serabim, five amos away, more than four amos away, that's when the chiyav misa is chal. But it's korish yirayim b'halichosoy. He shot an arrow, and in the middle of the dalet amos, the arrow tore the clothing. It damaged the clothing. So the Gemara raises the question: it's not b'yidna. So the Gemara gives two explanations for that din. It's an amoira, says his din. So one explanation is it's b'idna of the mechayev. It's not b'idna of the chiyuv, but it's b'idna of the mechayev, because the mechayev is you need akira, you need havara dal ramas, and you need hanocha. So it's mabachetz ben tchilas dalad asof dalad. That's how in the Sefer Halichas Eliyahu, Rav Soloveitchik had two grandfathers, and one grandfather was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. The other grandfather was Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein. That was Moshe Feinstein's uncle. Rav Soloveitchik's mother and Moshe Feinstein were first cousins. So Rabbi Eliyahu Feinstein wrote a sefer Shadus Tshuvas. It's called Shadus Tshuvas Halichas Eliyahu. So he has a lot of lomdashi things in the Tshuvas. Also, at the end of the sefer, he has Biurim and Gemaris a little bit. So he has this diuk that's questionable. The Gemara's lashon is Azar Chetz Mitchilas Dalad Lesof Dalad the Korishi Rai Mahalichosay. So he thinks that it says in the Gemara, let's ashut the Chetz in the Rishus Arabim, and it goes 25 Amas, and then it lands. And the Hezek of the Shiraim occurred after the first Dalad Amas. So Rabbi Leo Feinstein thinks that you wouldn't say Kom Lebi Rabbi. It's only Azar Chetz Mitchilas Dalad Lesof Dalad the Korishi Rai Mahalichosay. Because the akira with the hanocha with the first dalet ames is all part of the mechayev. So it's b'idna of the mechayev. It's not b'idna of the chiv. The chiv means it's only chal with the hanocha, but it's b'idna of the mechayev. You need all three. It's a composite mechayev that consists of akira, plus Hanachim plus Havaras Dalaramas. So that's one explanation the Gemara gives. How is it Biidna? It doesn't have to be Biidna of the Chiv. If it's Biidna of the Mechayiv, is also good enough. Then the other explanation the Gemara gives is that if it's Chad Maisa, it's all Chad Maisa because Zarek Chetz. If he would be Maber Chetz, he's carrying a knife in the Rishus HaRabim. He does an Akira over here, and he carries a knife in such a way that he tears someone's clothing, and he does a Hanocha later. So if he's walking with the knife, Dalar Amis, that's not called Chad Maisa. He could have stopped in the middle. If he shoots a chetz, that's everything is called Chad Maisa, because the Gemara says he cannot stop the chetz in the middle. So the Gemara says there are two different ways to interpret why it's come Lebi de Rabbine. It shouldn't have been come Lebi de Rabbine. It's not Biidna. So the first explanation was if it's Biidna of the Mechayiv, it's enough. So then one could argue the point that it's only the first Dalar Amis, after the first Dalar Amis, not. And the second explanation was it's not based on Biidna, it's based on Chad Maisa. So really what Tosfos says over here, that it's Chad Maisa, that's only according to one version in the Gemara in Ksubis. According to the other version of Gemara, there is no such thing of Chad Maisa. So in this Gemara there's a Rashba has a different suggestion, which is a very big chiddush. The din is that you say kom lebe de rabbi minhei, not only let's say a man is mechal Shabbos and be idna simultaneous with the chilul Shabbos, he makes a hezek. A person does a ritzicha, say it's chai misa for ritzicha. What if a person is a roidef habobe machteres? There's a mishnah in Sanhedrin dafayim beis habobe machteres. So we assume he has a din of a roidef. Most of the time, we assume he has a din of a roidef, unless it's obal abein. That's how the Gemara interprets the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Im zorcha Hashem shalav, if it's clear like the sun is shining, that the man who is Boba Machteris is not intending to kill the other one, the other person, so then you don't have a right to kill him. So when is it clear that he doesn't have a mind to kill him? So the Gemara says the difference between the son breaking in on the father's property or the father breaking in on the son. The Gemara assumes that under normal conditions, a father would never kill a son. A son would kill the father to get the money. We have cases like that. It's in the newspaper all the time, that the children kill the father in order to get the Yerusha. That's if they have an ounce of brain, so they know the police can get them, they'll put him in jail. So they have the power of attorney to take care of the parents when they're not able to make decisions. And then the children make the decisions, do not resuscitate. And there's no good reason why you should not resuscitate them. Or the children make decisions to hasten the death of the parents so they get the Yerusha faster. They wrote books about this, newspaper articles. Every Montag and Donnerstag they have articles about this. It's all over the world, especially in the United States. But it's all over the world this is happening, by Jews and non-Jews alike, unfortunately. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. A father, sometimes you have a crazy father, but under normal conditions, a father would never be interested in killing his son, and the son would be interested in killing. The possibility the son would kill the father. You have in Hilchas Krovim also, when you learn the sugi in the third parak in Sanhedrin, it's also this, the fact that the parents love the children more than the children love the parents is relevant to which Krovim Apostle Eid is also. Because the Gemara says, everybody here in this class is related, we're probably 10th cousins or something, if you go up far back, unless someone is a ger. Someone's a ger, so Kotten Shenodom is not related to anybody. But all those who are not gerim, so we're all related to each other. But there's a limit how far you say that a karev is posulated. The Gemara says the only posulated is when there's a kruve daita. So the Gemara, if you learn the sugya and krovim, it comes out that because we assume parents have more love for the children than the children have for the parents, so therefore there'll be a slight difference, not such a major difference, there'll be a slight difference as far as how far the kurva goes. Because the kurva by a krovim sulam leidus is based on a kruvi daita. That's the Loshan Agamar. It's based on a kruvi daita. So there's more of a kiruv das from the parents to the children than there is from the children to the parents. So there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Dafayim base that not only is there kom lebi de rabbinei, what's the makar for kam levi de rabbeinu? So the first makar is in parashas mishpatim ki natzu anoshim v'na kli shahara v'lo yeya asan. Means the woman does not die. The uber dies, but for killing an uber, there's never any chiyav misa. So then the Torah says, "Anish yanish kashi asha saw the baral isha benasam beflilim." If he kills the uber, you have to pay the mabel orders, and there's no kam levi de rabbeinu. However, it mustn't yeah. But if the woman dies, then menasat nefesh tachas nefesh, then we say kam levi de rabbeinu. You're not chayav misa for killing the isha. It was ki natzu anashim. They were interested in killing each other. He wasn't interested in killing the woman. He didn't want to kill the woman. But still, if the it mustn't ye, if the woman dies, then you say kam levi derabmineh. So not only do you say kam levi derabmineh if there's a chiyuv misa, someone was oved avodah zarah, someone was mechal shabbos, someone did a ritzicha, someone was baalei shesish, even if a person is a roidev, a boba machteres, v'shibur es hakelim, a person is boba machteres and he's a roidev, so it's nitan lahatzila benafshi, he permitted to kill a roidev in order to save the life of the nirdav. So the Mishnah says it's also kam levi derabbeinu. How did the Tanoim know that that's true? Maybe the din of the whole makar for kam levi derabbeinu, it starts off with that pasuk, masan yeh v'nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. That's by an act of ritzich, but there's a chiyav misa. A roidev is just nitan lahatzila benafsham. So how did they come up with such a chiddush? So there's a sefer Afikayam. Afikayam lived around 100 years ago. There was a whole group of big Tamil Chacham that were businessmen. He started off as a businessman. Then he got a rabbanus. But he was a very big Tamil Chacham. So he shows what's the mocker. How did the Mishnah know that even in such a case you also say kam levi derabbeinu? So he said there's a mechilta, has a drosha on the pasuk Abba Machteres. It says Abba Machteres. So it says Ein Lo Domim. How do you translate Ein Lo Domim? So the Poshe Pshat means since he's a Roidef HaChachaver L'Hargoy, we declare that people or animals are alive if their circulatory system is functioning, if the blood is circulating. So Ein Lo Domim means we consider the Abba Machteres as if his blood is not circulating. Ein lo domim. So therefore, hahargoin and neregolov. But another level of this, if the mechilta has another level of interpretation, ein lo domim, domim tarti mashma. Domim sometimes means money. So if the Bava Machteres is mazik, ein lo domim, he doesn't have to pay. So that's a drasha from the mechilta and the apostle. So that Mishnah and Sanhedrin dafayim base, that a Bava Machteres, v'shibra sakelim, is potter because of kam levi derabmineh, is a chiddush, that not only is there kam levi derabmineh when there's a chiyav misa, even if it's rishus lahargoy, you also say kam levi derabmineh if a person is a roidev. So that's what the Rashba says over here. The person has a torch and he comes to the goddish and he lights the goddish on fire over here, then he walks away, he goes home, but the goddish is going to keep on burning till it gets over here, and there's an eved tied up over there. By killing the roidev, the roidev went away. He drove back home. So by killing the roidev, you're not going to save the nirdav. The way to save the life of the nirdav, if a guy's running with a gun to shoot someone else, so if you shoot the roidev, so you stop the redifa. But over here, you're going to kill the roidev, you're not going to stop the redifa. He made a fire, the way to stop the redifa is to put the fire out. But the Rashba has this chiddush. Up until, since he lit the flame over there, and the Eved is kafus over there, so up until the time that the Eved dies, he has the status of a Roidev, and a Roidev is kam levi derabmineh. Even though, by killing the Roidev, you're not going to save the Nirdav. Woo! Wowee! That's also a diyun on the Minchas Chinuch. Let's say, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, HaRoidev HaChachaver LaHargoy, If I kill someone else, I de groma, so you're not chayv misa. You only chayv misa if you do the ritzicha biyadayim. So what if I'm a roidev achachaveri lahargoy, I de groma? I'm going to kill the other person, I de groma. Like over here, we're going to say ishem mishem chitzav is only a din en nezikin. You never chayv misa for ishem mishem chitzav. So if the guy lights the fire over here and the Eved gets killed, if you're going to say he's potter, he's not potter because of, according to the Brisker Rav's interpretation, he's not potter. He had a Chidush Aran and Sanhedrin says it. He's not potter because of Kam Levi Derab Minei, unless he sits Begufa Shal Eved. But if Lo Hitz Begufa Shal, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, it won't be Kam Levi Derab Minei. There's no Chiyav Misa for killing someone Al Yedei Eish. You don't say Isha Mishim Chitza Benegeir Teretzicha. And still is a din of Roidev. Still is a din of Roidev. If he would have killed him Biyadayim, he wouldn't be Chai Misa. So to prevent me from killing him by Yedei Groma, if I kill Yedei Groma, I'm not Chai Misa. But if I'm a Roidev, I'm doing a Redifa to kill a person by Yedei Groma, the Roidev is Nitan Latzila Ben Afsho. Wow. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch has, that Sofek. A right of his nita muta lahorga nita natzila ben afsho is not only if he's doing it redifa in such a way that if he would have done it, if he would complete the job and kill a guy, he would be chay misa. What if he's doing it redifa to kill the other person on Ayde Groma? So if he would do it, he wouldn't be chay misa. So you have a right to kill him, to prevent him from the attempted murder is worse than the actual murder. Actual murder Ayde Groma is not chay misa. Attempted murder Ayde Groma, you have a right to kill him. And then you have a right to kill him, even if by killing the right, if you're not going to save the nirdaf. It's kula chidish. That's Rav Chaim Oizen. It's true. But it points out this Rashba. That's a mechudish dike Rashba. The Rashba is bothered because Tosfos' suggestion. See, this is a Mishnah that you say Kam Levi Derab. The Poshe Pshat the Mishnah on Samach Aleph and Beis. So it's based on Kam Levi Derab Minei. Pashab shot in the Mishnah that is based on Kam Levi, but Kam Levi Derab has to be Biyidna. So according to the one suggestion there in Ksubis, in Perek El Nairis, Chad Maisa, it has to be either Biyidna or Chad Maisa. So that's what Tosfos says, Chad Maisa. But according to the other interpretation in the Gemara, Zorek Chetz M'tchilas Dal V'sof Dal Kol Shirai Ma'ali Chosai is not Kam Levi Derab Minei because it's Chad Maisa, but rather because it's Biyidna of the Mechayev. See here it's not Biyidna of the Mechayev. Biyidna of the Mechayev is Akira, Hanocha, and Dalaramas. That's Biyidna of the Mechayev. But here by Ritzicha, when the Eved, when the flame will reach over there, and the Eved will get killed because he can't run away. The Eved is Kafus, he can't run away. That will be Biyidna of the Mechayev. But over here, the whole house is burning down. Everything happens before the Eved gets killed. So that's two Lashanis in the Gemara, whether you hold from Chad Maisa. A lot of people make a mistake. They think that Kam Levi Derab Minei only applies if it's Biidna and Chad Maisa. That's a mistake. If it's Biidna, then you don't need Chad Maisa. Let's say I'm shooting a person, and Biidna, at the same time I'm shooting a person, my behemoth makes a hezek in New York. I'm in Yerushalayim shooting someone, and my behemoth is in New York, and it's exactly simultaneously. Totally unrelated to each other. So the Pashto says that even there you do say Kam Levi Derab Minei. Whenever it's Biyidna, the Chiyav Mamon, the Chiyav Misa, even though it's two different Maisim, you still say Kam Levi Derab Minei. If it's Chad Maisim, it's not Biyidna, so then it's a Shaila. So Tosfos holds like that Loshen of the Gemara and Eilun Aris, that Chad Maisim you say Kam Levi Derab Minei. And the Rashba is concerned because it's two Loshenis in the Gemara. It's not so clear that should be the din. This is an outline of the sugya. Okay, this is a very famous sugya. But the Isha Mishim Chitza, the Isha Mishim Amono, and a fundamental machlokes over here, whether it's only a din in the Zikin, or it's a din in Kol HaTarakula. So the Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Dafayin Zayin says, you see from the sugya of base on the base, that it's a din by Ritzicha, Isha Mishim Chitza, Yichai Mishim Ritzicha, because Tosfos learned the third line from the top of Chav Beis and Beis, Toshma. Tosfos learned that from the very outset the Gemara knew that it's Kam Levi Derab Minei. And they said, Bishleim Alamanda Mishim Shem Chitzav is Kam Levi Derab Minei. Because he's Chai Mishim Ritzicha. So you see that the Ishim Shem Chitzav is a din even in Kol HaTarakula. Even in Ritzicha, even on Ritzicha, the Gemara has an added Chiddush. Not only the din is that Koyach Sheni is not Chayiv. The din is that by the three dinim, we discussed them when we learned Davos. With the three cases where the Gemara says that Koach Sheni is not Chayv. So one case was Ntilus Yadayim needs Koach Gavra, so Koach Sheni is not called Koach Gavra. The second case was Shchita needs Koach Gavra, and the third case was Ritzicha needs Koach Gavra. So Ritzicha needs Koach Gavra, and still it's called Koach Gavra. It's called Koach Gavra to the extent that you even say Kam Lebi Dirab Mine. A Chiddush on top of a Chiddush, that you say Isha Mishum Chitzav and Kola Tarakula. And number two, that it's even called Koach Gavra. I should have said that it's like Koach Sheni. No, it's called Koach Gavra. That's the Poshim Pshat in the Gemara. And then the Brisker Rav opened up this whole Pshat with the Hagoah Sagro, that the Gemara never meant it. It's only a din in the Zik. Okay, we'll leave that tomorrow. We'll continue. Okay. Maybe tomorrow I'll do Parsha. Everybody learned already the Gemara with the Tosfos, or not yet? Little. Maybe we'll do the Parsha tomorrow.
I think the same Ram that speaks about Koach HaChem Urbo, he also brings down Koach Sheni. He's like, speaks about both at the same time, only applying by Tzicha and not by other things. Like a Sheiches between the two. Koach Sheni and Koach HaChem Urbo.
And Koach HaChem Urbo can't be called.
Maybe it could be just by Ritzicha. So limit the Ram.
Gotta read.
Gotta check it.
That could be.
Because if he's bringing the two dinim together, Koach Sheni and because the Reb Chaim, the Rebbe spoke about earlier, that in Hilchos Shcheina, he speaks about the pause in between. So there, he first proposes to explain the Ramah. He throws out the Svara from the Ran, from that Ran, make you be mechalik between Nezek and so. And then he says.